Tuesday night and the day of the Tailway, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. Good evening, everyone. So we have this shaila on Shabbos. We're not supposed to be doing refuah. Chazal say that if a person has like a headache, a toothache, an earache, a regular ache, to go to the cupboard and take ibuprofen, paracetamol, is an issue on Shabbos, because Chazal was scared that if a person's going to get involved in getting himself better, person gets anxious about his health, and if he's going to get involved in sorting himself out, it might come to shchikas samamonim, which involves grinding herbs in those days, or cooking the herbs. And the Reb Chaim Noe already asked the question, like, very nice in those days that people knew what they're doing. Nowadays, I don't know if any of you we know how to maybe make an egg. You can take two eggs and you can make fried egg just about. But to make a paracetamol is going to be quite tricky. I own up if you ever made them. But it's not easy for us to make it. You have to go to the fact that you've got to know what you're doing. Just like Tosfos says that nowadays the issa of clapping is less severe, because in those days they knew how to be misakon klei shir. They knew how to make musical instruments. But Tosfos says nowadays we don't know how to. The Ramah brings it down, try to be machmir, but it's not the same level. So to Rav Avraham Chaim Noe wants to suggest the same should apply here, that there shouldn't be a problem to take medication on Shabbos, which the Achronim don't really go with it, because they say it's one thing if Tosfos mentions it, where it's registered that you say such a svara, it's registered. But if it's not registered, then you can't really come along with your own svaras. Rav Avraham Chaim Noe himself doesn't go with it completely, but where the Serufim, it's always useful to know that taking medication, let's say some people have a sophoc, sometimes the halacha is if a person's got a real strong headache and he can't function normally, he can't carry on about his day normally, the halacha is he can take medication, because he can take medication, because where a person's begeder choli, then he can take medication. Chazal didn't make a gezeira when a person's ready, he's not in a regular situation, he can't, really, you should be in bed, such a matzav, you can't really continue. That loch is you can take medication. Sometimes, people don't know which situation they're in. They can't really classify themselves clearly whether they are begeder chola, nofel mishkov, that they should be in bed and therefore they can take medication. Or they're just lying on the couch and they're not sure if they're just a bit under the weather. They're not sure whether they're in that level. So, Rabbi Avadi Yosef in Avias Chain, he wants to say that you could be mekel, you can, if you have a sophic that maybe you are in a level of chole shem b'sakona, maybe you are chole already, then you can already go ahead and take medication because of the betzira for Rav Avraham Chaim Noe, who says that you know, nowadays that maybe this whole gezer isn't applied. But lemaisa, overwhelmingly, we take on that the issa of gezer shchikas samronim is still in action. Therefore, if a person has a regular toothache, regular headache, regular earache, or any other ache, really, the gezeira still applies b'tekfei. Unless a person's a higher level, choli, that's already a person can go ahead and take medication. A person's got a very strong migraine, obviously that's okay. Here the question is, a person who doesn't want to take medication, he wants to do actions which alleviates pain. I'll tell you halacha, most people don't really know, I don't blame them, but it's a very interesting halacha. A person who has a headache and has a tendency, who's got the hang of it, where to apply pressure, the pressure points to apply pressure on the person's head. Everyone's different, but everyone gets the idea. You can see from different mumchim where the pressure points are that give that nechoma to your headache. Obviously, if you're talking about an extreme headache, it's okay to do, because you can anyway take medication. The halacha is, if a person's got a regular headache, and you want to apply pressure like this to calm yourself, maybe by the, I don't know exactly, but although this will calm it down, and just to do actions which will alleviate the pain, it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that such a thing is also to do on Shabbos, because that is another action And that is a person's being involved with to try and get himself out of the pain. So there's no difference between taking medication and wachoshesh that might, maybe you'll come to shchikas samamon of grinding herbs. Similarly, doing an action is also included in the issa of doing of gezeir shchikas samamon. If a person is involved in alleviating pain, that is going to be a problem. Shulchan Aruch speaks about rubbing the stomach of a child where there's no real tzorech, because obviously by a child is different, but different rules. But Be'etzem, that would fall under the issa of refuah. So here the shaila is, when a person has got aches and pains, let's take the case where a person's got a bit of a bad hip, a bit of a bad back, and he's wondering after so many months why it's so bad, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, yeah, that's what happens. If you need to strengthen some muscles, do some exercises. And the patient usually thinks, what? I thought maybe you're just going to give me a course of medication for a week and it'll be okay. And then he's exposed to the whole idea of physiotherapy, which physiotherapy is straightforward. You just got to build certain muscles in order to give it an extra kerch, which you've never dreamt of, you've never realized till now how much you've needed it, that the support in one's, let's say a hip or something. You need to do certain exercises. It's straightforward, and after doing that for a long period of time, that gives that chelik of the body extra kerches to withstand the problems that it's got. Some people have a nerve which is touching the disc, which is touching a nerve in the back, is extremely painful. And they're told to do certain exercises to alleviate that pain, which gives it extra kerch to push away the disc from the nerve. All these things is a complete new parasha for a lot of people to realize that there's a musag of physiotherapist. Now, that one time that you're doing that lot of exercises, you're told to pick up the one leg from another 10 times, one side, and 10 times another side, and then pick out this way. The whole dose of exercises is surely not going to help doing it once, and surely not going to help doing it 100 times. It'll have to be done a few hundred times till it kicks in, till the body has this exercise, this koyach to do. And someone who had this shaila, who has got taka bad back, and was told to give him, he's given this exercise, these exercises. When it comes to Shabbos, can she do it, or does she have to say Shabbos is Shabbos? Interestingly enough, this specific case, her position is that it's very painful during any given day, and therefore it's certainly okay, because like we said, any person who's on a level of choli, she'im b'sakona, is a level of choli, it bothers them the whole time, the whole day it's on their mind, they can consciously feel it the whole day. Obviously they continue their day because they don't want to be stuck in bed every day, but really it's on their mind the entire day, that is certainly okay. Our shaila is, so really, on Shabbos they can go ahead and do those exercises as normal. I tell you something, if someone wants to be machmir, you have to always consider the human mind of habits. And therefore, if let's say she's got used to doing it every single day, when she wakes up or when she goes to sleep, she gets used to doing these exercises, and if it comes to Shabbos and she doesn't do it, and she's out of the habit, it can trigger the knock-on effect on that, is also something to consider. So it's not worth being meikel when it's a person's at a level of a choli, when it really affects a person every day, they're feeling it. That's certainly a case where it's okay. Where it's not straightforward is where a person has a very small ache. A lot of people have this, they have a small ache a bit on the left foot, the left leg, or left, wherever it is, and they're given these exercises to do. This is something which is very interesting, Shaila. There is a musik, there's a concept in Halacha that if there is no alternative way of giving yourself a refuah other than exercises, and you couldn't possibly heal that condition with medication, that is something Shulchan Aruch says is okay. What's the whole reason why you can't take medication, you can't do anything to alleviate the pain? Because it may come to do shchikas samamonim. Trust me, if anyone in such pain would know of a dose of medication that you can take, and that would alleviate that pain for good, you would go straight for that. You wouldn't bother with all these exercises that takes months, and it doesn't really sort it out, it just sort of maintains it. Certainly, you would go for that option, and obviously, as we know of yet, it doesn't exist. A person who has a bad back, a bad hip, and is given these exercises, a physiotherapist for years, they've got mumchim, you do this, you'll be able to maintain the pain. And they do it regularly. There is no alternative to alleviate that pain. There's no course of antibiotics if it takes for 10 days and it gets rid of it, and then Shalom Al Israel, they're back to business. It doesn't exist. L'chaira, according to what Shulchan Aruch says, that if a person is in a situation that there's no alternative way to alleviate the pain other than this exercise, this is what is included in Shinchav Chesif Mem Gimel, where Shulchan Aruch speaks about these cases, which l'chaira should be okay. Putting a kos cham, a very hot cup, imagine you have a hot cup, a la tabor or la loisei, the certain actions, where and a few different ones where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, shekol echod me'eda, all these things, ein oisim besamonim, you can't use samonim, which is herbs, you can't use them to alleviate the pain. Kedesh nochash l'shkika, says the Shulchan Aruch, if there's sa'a involved, if a person is betzah, then that's okay, because there's no way that you're going, it's not going to lead to any shkika samamonim. So the chayra, you would have thought that if a person has a minor pain and he wants to do a daily exercise, it should be okay. I think it is okay. That one thing that went through my mind is, why don't you say that there is a gezeira? Maybe you may come to be tempted, you may be tempted to go to the cupboard and take ibuprofen. One day you wake up, you went to the kiddush, and you know, this hip or the bad leg or the bad foot is taka hurting a bit more than usual. And if you get involved with the exercises and you're putting focus on your mind, on your foot, to your leg, you'll be tempted to go and take ibuprofen. And ibuprofen won't heal, it just alleviates the pain, just gives you a little treatment for a few hours. This is an interesting ha'orah I had.
You would have anyway gone to bed because of it.
Surely. If a level are the, you would have gone to bed, that's always going to be okay. That's always going to be okay. We're talking about a case where a person has got a minor condition, and this minor condition is relentless. It just doesn't stop. And the shaila is, what we're saying is that you can still do the physiotherapy, or you can do the physio exercise on Shabbos, because there's no alternative medication that's going to alleviate the pain. Yes, there's no. Usually it's maintainable. No, a person knows after a long period of time that it's not going to lead to anything serious. It's just that by doing these exercises, it really does help. I've heard from enough people that doing these exercises really, it doesn't treat it, it maintains the condition. It's a minor condition, it maintains it. We're saying that it's okay. Why? Because there's no alternative medication. Why is it not considered alternative medication to go ahead? You might be tempted to get paracetamol and to get ibuprofen. There's just this svara, I don't think that is considered a way of curing. When the Shulchan Aruch says that the chashash is you might come to take medication, it means that you're going to cure that condition. And therefore, l'chayr is only if you have a proper medication which is going to cure the condition, not that it's just going to give you a treatment of 3-4 hours. Here's the question. So when you have a headache, the same thing. Your painkillers doesn't cure. You should know the Haratzvi is actually of the opinion, Tzvi Pesach Frank, he's got a tshuva. He suggests that maybe you should be able to always take medication, ibuprofen for a headache, even a minor headache. Why? Because it's not actually curing it. You look online, you look everywhere. They all say it just gives it a little... It just gives it a little, it takes the bite off it, but it doesn't actually cure the headache. So it's quite an interesting one. Apparently it doesn't cure it. It just treats...
If you've got a normal headache, you take 2 paracetamol to get rid of it.
Oh, but what does if you think about the mechanics of it, what's going on? It's not treating the actual headache. It's numbing the nerve. Go on.
There's loads of different causes of headache.
The cause of headaches... The tablets is not going to sort out the cause of the headache. It'll sort out the symptom of the headache. So it will numb the nerve, which is feeling the pain, and thereby it will get you through the next few hours, and then by then you're long forgotten about the headache, it's all finished. But it's not sorting the cause. Treating the cause of it is really by either if it came about from stress, then by calming yourself down, or if it came about by other things, and by doing... It's an interesting point that the Rav Pesach Franz is mentioning. The Maisa, we take on the Chumrah, because Be'enei Ha'odom, people view it, you have a headache, you take medication, and you've sorted it. They don't think about the mechanics of what it's doing. The Maisa, I've dealt with it, so that's different. This is different, because people know, good and proper, if they've had it for 4 or 5 years, a minor condition on their foot or the hip, they know that all it's doing is not curing it at all. But even Be'enei Ha'odom, this is not a cure. This is just merely to give you a few hours of... If you overdid it a bit, you give it... It's merely to give you the next 5 hours, just a little... Take the bite off it, but certainly people don't look at it as curing. Therefore, it's very logical to believe that in this case, but serif all the other serifim that we have, Ram Chaim Noah says. Anyway, nowadays it's not a gear, so although we don't rely on it, but use it as a serif. All these sorts of things is a good serif to say if a person is in pain. regular pain. Obviously, if it's a high level, it's always okay. But if it's even a smaller pain that a person has, and he wants to do the exercise on Shabbos, there is logic behind saying that it's okay to do on Shabbos, because the idea is, because there is no alternative medication to take, that there should be the gezeira shchikas samamonim, because we don't know of any. Halavai, let me know if you know of any. let us know, and it might be very useful. So lechoyah, that's lechoyah mefurish asif in mechaba and shin chavches asif mem gimel. That's lechoyah dava mavora. One thing's not so clear is if a person is fully energetic and he wants to do stretches, he wants to do stretches to feel good. That's not so clear already. It's got one, the chisoron is that he's not feeling any pain. Shulchan Aruch was only matirit for person's betzah. On the other hand, the maila is that he hasn't got a condition either. The maila, the poskim say it's probably better not to. That's already act of uvda dechol. And Shabru says if there's no tzah involved, it's already uvda dechol act. That's already different. But to do the physio exercises seems to be the chayyeh based on this sif, seems to be okay. The Hantik has mentioned this point. That should seem to be okay. I want to mention, just an interesting...
Go on. Somebody else does it for you, do it yourself?
There shouldn't be any difference. The chayyeh should be all okay. Yeah, should be okay. It's again, people like to avoid it, don't forget. People like to avoid it because they don't like to be seen on Shabbos, especially if they could do a dose before Shabbos and a dose after Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to dafka do on Shabbos. We're talking about people who have a very deep habit and they know how it works with the habits if they don't do it, and they have a real need to do it. Obviously, if a person can avoid it, always... People don't like to stum do things on Shabbos. It doesn't look nice, it doesn't look right. But if we're talking about the strict dry halacha, the chayyeh, this should be down to the sif, the chayyeh should be okay. Then you've got the shayla, we've got Purim around the corner. We mentioned last week Barucha. I just want to sum up the erech, what we say, and put more of an emphasis to say that the Ramash Le Mufurish, next week we have, 2 weeks time we have Purim, which is on a Friday. Purim on a Friday, the Ramah already says to lechatchila have the meal before Chatzos. Chatzos is 12:18 or something, and it's quite a 12:18, right? So Friday, to start the meal, the Ramah says to start the meal before 12:18. It's quite hard, especially if you're not waking up net, and you've got all the mishlachmonas to do. And nowadays there's more and more shlachmonas. People can get bogged down with it, and by the time you're ready for the meal, it's after Chatzos. So Sheikh Mishabru says, if a person misses Chatzos, he brings the Yad Ephraim, brings the Maril, who says that you've got up to Shah Siris. Shah Siris is a long time later. But certainly, to do combine a meal and to make your Purim meal together with the Shabbos meal is going to be tricky, because you're going to want to start late. No one's going to really want to start the meal before Chatzos. As you state, lechatchila, the Ramah says before Chatzos. We're not going to rip out the Ramah. The Ramah says to start, to aim before Chatzos. But when you're going to combine both meals, Pashas, you're going to look to start as late as possible. In order, you shouldn't feel so bad, you'll try and start maybe 2 hours before Shabbos. But 2 hours before Shabbos is Tokna Shabbatim, to start the meal so late. When Chazal say that there's a musik of Poris Mappa Makadish, that you can start your meal before Shabbos, and then go into Shabbos and Poris Mappa Makadish, the Choya, according to the Ramah, is talking about when he started quite early, Erev Purim Erev Shabbos. He says really to start before Chatzos. To be Mekel, you can start already in Shah Asiris. But the number one problem with doing the Poris Mappa Makadish is really the timing that you want to start isn't going to clash with the Pashas of Ramah. So even if people tell me that, you know, they're not going to catch Chatzos anyway, okay, say that, but you're aiming for Chatzos, or you're aiming as close to Chatzos, or the other Ephraim says Shah Asiris. But certainly if a person combines both meals, they're aiming to start, I've heard they're aiming to start an hour and a half before Shabbos. That doesn't come in really. Pashas is not really the aim. Is to start as early as possible. That's number one. Besides, for the other issues that we mentioned by Rucha last week, so many issues with the Peris Mappa Makadish. You've got issues with the Brocha Boi Priagofen during Kiddush. If you've already made a Boi Priagofen during the meal, which is typical during a Purim Sudah, then you don't make Boi Priagofen during the Kiddush. And then we said that you can't make Hamoitz Lechem on the Oretz. When you cut the Challah, you don't make Hamoitz Lechem on the Oretz. And we said there's major issues about Ritzei and Alanissim. Don't forget, when you bench, are you saying Ritzei or are you saying Alanissim? We said that if you eat the Kazayas after Nacht, then you say Ritzei and not Alanissim. And if you eat the Kazayas before Nacht, even after Shkia, then you say Alanissim and not Ritzei. You can see how tricky it is. And then where's your Mariv going to be? The Mariv, Adi Adonish, the Minion, Adi Adonish. When there is a Minion, you have to make sure not to say Birchus Men Shava. All these things, there are certain things. If you're not on a Minion Kavua, if you're just in the house davening with a Minion, you have to make sure to miss out Men Shavua. There's all these complications. The Mogl Avraham Lemaisa says, a Baal Nefesh should try not to do, Mogl Avraham Shtei Mefurish, a Baal Nefesh should try not to do Peris Mappa Mekadosh. if a person's pushed to do it, really you should start early, and you have to rehearse all that, you have to go through all the halachas which are negeir. I count about 9 halachas to remember about if a person does want to do perishim up, because it's definitely not something which is really recommended. So therefore, it's kedai to start early and finish early, and then get ready for Shabbos, and then have a Friday night meal.
Excellent. Okay.